That's the only way I know. Don't stop till everything's gone. Straight ahead, never turn around. Don't back up, don't back down. A full throttle, wide open. You get tired and you don't show it. Dig a little deeper when you think you can't dig no more. That's the only way I, that's the only way I know. Don't stop till everything's gone. Straight ahead, never turn around. Don't back up, don't back down. A full throttle, wide open.
The 5 o'clock ABC News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The Supreme Court says presidents have some but not total immunity from prosecution for what they do while they're in office.
This is a, in no short sense, a big win for Donald Trump. It means delay. We already knew that a trial on these charges would be unlikely before the presidential election. Now it's all but impossible based on today's decision.
ABC's Devin Dwyer, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, reported to a federal prison today near Danbury, Connecticut. It's where he's going to serve his four-month sentence for contempt of Congress. A Massachusetts judge declares a mistrial in the case of Karen Reed. She was accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her SUV, then leaving him to die during a snowstorm in 2022. The defense says O'Keefe was actually killed in a fight with a fellow officer. Beryl, still a Category 4 hurricane. It's over the West Indies with 150-mile-per-hour wind. Stocks close higher, the NASDAQ at a record. This is ABC News. The U.S. wants Boeing to plead guilty to criminal fraud over two deadly plane crashes. That's according to people who heard prosecutors detail the offer on Sunday. They say Boeing has until the end of the week to accept or reject the proposal. It involves the 2018 and 19 crashes of two 737 MAX jets. 346 people were killed. Lawyers for some of the family say they're angry that prosecutors aren't pursuing a trial. First day of play at Wimbledon.
Coco Gauff, who won the U.S. Open last September, closed out day one action on center court with a decisive victory over fellow American Caroline Delahaye.
Last year, I lost first round here. It was a very tough moment for me. So I'm a little bit emotional just because it's been a long year, but it's incredible how I was able to turn it around.
Her serve already looks dialed in at this early stage in the impressive 6-1, 6-2 win at the All England Club. Tom Rivers, ABC News, Wimbledon.
And I'm Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As the April showers persist into June, keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Turning cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms, likely after midnight, low 60. Winds will be southeast 10 with gusts up to 20. Mostly cloudy on Tuesday with more humid with a few rounds of rain and storms likely, high 74. And still some showers and thunderstorms at times on tomorrow night with a low of 64. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 2 miles per hour. And it's cloudy and our current temperature is 72 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Investigators are probing how a house began on fire that left 6 people dead. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says in a news release that emergency responders were called about the house fire in Nisida around 2:30 Sunday morning. Responders arrived to find the home engulfed in flames. People outside the home said 3 adults and 3 children were missing. Firefighters battled the blaze for 3 hours. The sheriff's office said that 6 family members died. Authorities have not released their names. The sheriff's office says the fire appears to be accidental. One person died in the water in Lake Wisconsin, Wisconsin River area. The Columbia County Sheriff's Department says a 63-year-old man went missing in the water Saturday afternoon. People who live near the water started to jump into their own boats to find him. With the help of the Sauk County dive team, his body was found Sunday morning. The DNR says even the most experienced swimmers can drown. Wearing a life vest is your best bet to stay safe. Public Health Sauk County has partnered with the nonprofit organization Start Healing Now to install an overdose aid kit at the Spring Green General Store in Spring Green. Overdose aid kits, or OAKS, are metal boxes that include Narcan, a U.S. Food and Drug Administration-approved opioid overdose reversal medication, breathing mask, instructions for administering Narcan in an emergency, dispose prescription packets that provide a safe solution for the disposal of unused or expired medications, fentanyl test strips that can detect the presence of the powerful opioid fentanyl in different drugs, and local, state, and national resources for those struggling with substance use. The OAK is provided at no charge and is located by the front door of the Spring Green General Store to provide easy access for everyone. The OAK installed at Spring Green General Store marks the 80th donation to a Wisconsin company free of charge by Start Healing Now and the 720th OAK installation completed in Wisconsin in partnership with Start Healing Now, the Clinton Foundation, and other local community partners. If you are interested in having an overdose aid kit installed at your location, contact Public Health Sauk County at 608-355-3290. You can learn how to use Narcan nasal spray to reverse an opioid overdose to save a life and get free Narcan at youcansavealife.org. To learn more about the overdose aid kits, visit overdoseaidkit.com. For the 3rd straight week, the nation's average price of gasoline has climbed, rising 5 cents from a week ago to $3.45 per gallon today, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 12 million individual price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average is down 6 cents from a month ago and is 5.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The median U.S. gas price is $3.35 per gallon, up 6 cents from last week, and about 10 cents lower than the national average. The top 10% of stations in the country average $4.56 per gallon, while the bottom 10% average $2.91 per gallon. The average across the state today is $3.27 per gallon. This is over 6 cents lower than a month ago and more than 12 cents lower than this time last year. The price of gas in Richland Center today, according to Gas Buddy, ranged from $3.29 to $3.39. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the national average has been inching up slightly for 3 straight weeks. However, drivers hitting the road for the July 4th holiday should see comparable prices to last year. He did warn that hurricane season could affect gas prices later this summer. A South Central Wisconsin plant will shut down this summer. Marian Medical, the parent company of Sun Nuclear Corporation, notified the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development it would close its Middleton facility, leading to the dismissal of 39 employees. The company, which makes cancer treatment equipment, says they plan to begin the layoffs August 30th. A spokesperson for Marian tells WKOW-TV in Madison the company is moving production from its only Wisconsin plant to a facility in Norfolk, Virginia. Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 22 attorneys general in filing a brief supporting a Federal Trade Commission order that bars Intuit, the maker of TurboTax, from deceptively advertising free tax preparation software when its services were not actually free for most consumers. In a brief filed in Intuit versus Federal Trade Commission, the attorneys general argue that the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit should reject an appeal filed by Intuit and uphold the FTC's order. In 2022, a coalition of 50 states and the District of Columbia secured $141 million from Intuit as part of a settlement that resolved state investigations into claims that Intuit deceptively marketed and advertised TurboTax. In 2023, the commission issued an order requiring Intuit to stop advertising products as free unless they are free to all consumers. Intuit has appealed and is seeking to overturn the FTC's cease and desist order. In the brief, the coalition of attorneys general argues that the court should uphold the FTC's order against Intuit because Intuit harmed millions of Americans. The brief describes how Intuit manipulated search results to lure consumers into paying for tax prep software, even if they were eligible to file their taxes for free as part of a program for active duty service members, veterans, or low-income taxpayers. Intuit made millions of dollars in profits from low-income taxpayers and military families who would have been eligible to file their taxes for free, but who instead paid Intuit to file taxes. Intuit also deceived millions of consumers by running a multi-year nationwide advertising campaign that repeatedly and falsely depicted TurboTax as free when it was not free for the majority of consumers. The FTC correctly applied rules protecting consumers. Intuit claimed that the FTC made legal errors when applying rules against deceptive business practices. The attorneys general refute these claims, arguing that the FTC correctly applied basic principles of consumer protection law and that Intuit's repeated claims to offer free service when it was not free to most consumers was clearly deceptive. The attorneys general also argue that the FTC correctly applied a rule banning businesses from luring consumers with deceptive claims, and that the rule applies to all transactions, including those that take place online. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process of Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot to say and other Wisconsinites none.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
Smith says the Natural Resources Board treats some animals differently than others.
Our Wisconsin deer plan states plain as day that deer are held in the public trust. So it seems that it's pretty inconsistent when they decide something is held in the public trust and when something is not.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. A coalition of wildlife groups filed another court challenge last week. Prosecutors have charged a second inmate in connection with a fight that left a counselor at Wisconsin's youth prison brain dead. 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom was charged Thursday in Lincoln County Circuit Court with being a party to felony murder battery and being a party to battery by a prisoner in connection with last Monday's fight at Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Schools. According to court documents, a 16-year-old inmate threw conditioner at a counselor, punched her, and then punched counselor Corey Prolix, who fell and hit his head on concrete. Prolix was declared brain dead last Tuesday. According to a criminal complaint, Nyblom gave the 16-year-old the conditioner knowing he planned to attack the first counselor. Wisconsin's outdoor experiences are for everyone. The DNR is committed to providing various hunting, fishing, and recreational permits and unique opportunities designed to give people with disabilities the opportunity to partake in Wisconsin's time-honored traditions and enjoy the state's abundant natural resources. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for landowners to host hunters with disabilities for the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with the Disabilities, which will take place October 5th through 13th. This hunt is only possible with the generous support of landowner sponsors. To take part in the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities program, landowners must have at least 60 acres available to be able to host at least three hunters and complete an online application today. The DNR asked interested landowners to fill in all the property information fields to date. For more information, visit the DNR's Deer Hunting for Hunters with Disabilities webpage. The Richland County Highway Department is installing a large culvert for the township of Bloom on Tar Hollow. Tar Hollow is closed from County Road D to Beatty Drive today through Wednesday.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center, died June 20th at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center this evening from now until 7. Friends may also call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center. Marietta A. Gruber, 92, of Baraboo, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11:30. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Marietta A. Gruber, 92, of Baraboo. Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center, died Thursday at his home. No formal services will be held. A private family burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died Friday. Funeral services will be held next Tuesday, July 9th, at 11 o'clock at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday, July 9th, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or school. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Joanne Schmitz, age 94. Mary Jane Oosterhaus, 76, of Gillingham, died June 22nd at her farm home. A private burial service was held at Fancy Creek Cemetery. Plans are being made for a celebration of life this fall. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center assisted the family of Mary Jane Oosterhaus, 76, of Gillingham.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a partly cloudy, pleasant day today, high temperatures tapped those mid-70s and the winds were just perfect. Becoming a little bit breezy now out of the southeast. They're gusting up to about 15 to 20 miles per hour, with showers and storms shoving their way into the area after midnight. So you may be woken up to a few claps of thunder. Otherwise, the main threat is the fact that we have some heavy rainfall totals headed our way. We could see anywhere from another inch to a little bit higher in some areas. Depending on how much rain we get underneath, we will see some dry spots throughout the afternoon tomorrow and some scattered showers as well. Rain ramps up again by the evening as more strong to severe thunderstorms swing through the region. This all winds down overnight, and Wednesday, we are going to actually see some sunshine. Yes, a beautiful, gorgeous day. High temperatures will spike to the mid-80s, and the winds will have calmed. But will it hold is the big question for the 4th of July. Well, during the day, it looks absolutely fantastic. Partly cloudy skies, nice warm temperatures hovering right there in those low 80s. And of course, we have a 40% chance of some showers and thunderstorms in the evening. The exact timing of these and the exact placement of these is a little hard to pinpoint right now, but otherwise, Friday, mostly cloudy, plan for it to be a darker and drearier day with on and off scattered showers and some storms possible too. Not looking at any soakers on Friday, but the rain may dampen your plans. If you can, move those plans to Saturday. It'll be a bright and beautiful day, with just a few sprinkles and areas of some scattered showers and a storm or two developing by the evening. But those chances are much, much smaller and more unlikely. Plus, temperatures nice and comfortable with highs in the upper 70s. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 72 degrees after a daytime high of 73 and a morning low of 50. Yesterday's high was 83 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1963 is 98 degrees, and a record low of 44 was set back in 1988. Last year's high was 84 with a low of 69. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:46, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:25. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.11, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 72 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. When Bryce Terang homered with the bases filled yesterday against the Chicago Cubs, it was Milwaukee's fifth Grand Slam in eight games. The Blasts highlighted a seven-run fourth inning in the Brewers' 7-1 victory. Starter Freddie Peralta claimed his sixth win, combining with Jacob Junis on a two-hitter. Christian Yelich also went deep with one on board, also in the fourth. It was the second Grand Slam for Terang in the last five games. While most of Major League Baseball is off today, the Brewers are right back at it in action with a four-game series at Colorado starting this evening. Bryce Wilson starts the first game of that series, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 7:40, and the pregame will start at around 7:05. Also, there was only two other games in the majors today. One is still has to be played, and the other is final. And the final of the game, that one of the games that was played today, it was the Astros defeating the Blue Jays by a score of 3-1. And then later on at 5:45, it will be the Nationals hosting the Mets. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Garrett Mitchell is off the injured list and ready to make his season debut after missing 3 months with a fractured left index finger. The NL Central leading Brewers also have optioned infielder Tyler Black to AAA Nashville and designated infielder Owen Miller for assignment before opening a four-game series at Colorado. Mitchell was on a rehabilitation assignment with Nashville for much of June and batted .318 with a .404 on-base percentage, 4 homers, 10 RBIs, and 4 steals in 12 games. The Home Run Derby is altering its format this year. The Home Run Derby is altering its format. This year's event limits the number of pitches each hitter can face in each round and changes the setup of its opening round. Each hitter will get either 3 minutes or 40 pitches in the opening round and semifinals. Hitters will get 2 minutes or 27 pitches in the championship round. The top 4 hitters from the opening round will advance to the semifinals. The previous format had hitters competing in one-on-one quarterfinal, semifinal, and championship matchups. The Home Run Derby is July 15th at Arlington, Texas.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
It looks like the Bucks front office is ready and willing to part with valuable pieces to improve the team's NBA roster. Yahoo Sports and Hoops Hype both say other league executives believe Milwaukee will make players like Pat Connaughton and Bobby Portis available in high-profile deals. Most of the early talk has centered on veteran center Brook Lopez. Connaughton looked like the most likely trade candidate due to his modest $9.4 million contract. If it happens, it means the Bucks are ready to increase minutes for players like AJ Green, Marlon Bocamp, and Andre Jackson Jr. Luka Doncic and Giannis Antetokounmpo are about to get one last chance at reaching the Paris Olympics. Same goes for Domantas Sabonis and Nikola Vukovic, and Rudy Fernandez is about to get his shot at making history. The last 4 spots in the 12-team Olympics men's basketball field for the Paris Games starts getting decided on Tuesday with the beginning of winner-take-all qualifying tournaments in Spain, Latvia, Puerto Rico, and Greece. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
It's a special day reserved for family food and fun. The Village of Lone Rock invites you to join in the celebration of our nation's independence Thursday, July 4th, with a big parade at 11, followed by the EMS Chicken Barbecue at the fire station and the First Lutheran Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park. The celebration includes great food and drink, Tuningo at 4, meat paddles and the big raffle at 6, and fireworks at dusk. No one celebrates the 4th of July like your friends and neighbors in Lone Rock.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Soybeans were higher Monday, cattle finished lower, corn and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on commercial and technical buying, along with a sharply higher move in soybean oil. Soybeans are watching U.S. development conditions with a wider pattern on tap for parts of the region. New crop export demand continues to be slow because of Brazil's dominance. But oversold, August beans are up 12.5 at 11.46. September was 7.5 higher at 11.07.5. August bean meal is up $3 at $3.49. August soybean oil is 196 higher at 46.03. Corn was mixed. Near-term conditions look favorable around much of the Corn Belt for pollination, but there are the continued questions about this year's actual acreage. Export demand's good, and ethanol margins remain positive. September corn is down a half at 407. December was a quarter lower at 420 and a half. And wheat was higher, monitoring the winter wheat harvest with generally better than expected numbers for hard red as activity reaches just about the halfway point. There is more talk, but no confirmation that India is going to have to import wheat. September Chicago is 16 and three quarters higher at 590 and a quarter. September Kansas City was up 13 and a quarter at 599 and a half. September Minneapolis wheat on Monday was 19 and a quarter higher at 632 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were lower, getting ready for direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. August live is down $1.15 at $184.27. October was 72 lower at $184.15. August feeders were down $1.92 at $257.37. September was 170 lower at $257.95. And hogs were mostly lower on uncertainties about pork demand. August lean was down $1.32 at $88.17, and October was 162 lower at $74.10. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Checkoff Check-In. Mike Bergen joins us. You're on the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board, also working with National Corn Growers Association and the National Grains Council. You're a busy farmer.
I've been involved with both the National Corn Growers and the Grains Council. These people are dedicated to making our products sell and better our products, and also sustainability. People want to know how their crops are being raised from these other countries. What I've seen, we've got in the national program what we call a National Corn Challenge, and we have people that have got new ideas for ethanol and corn. I think with the green thing, we've got a real clean product that's friendly to the environment, and it's going to cut the carbon use down. They're going to be the more high-end type investments into these products to make it more profitable for farmers.
To learn more about your Wisconsin Corn Checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Show lists for the week are mixed, higher in Kansas, in Nebraska, and Colorado, but lower in Texas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. With this holiday shortened week, it will be interesting to see when business actually develops. Box beef closed higher on good demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up 286 at 329.18. Select closed 191 higher at 306.41. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, even on the week, and up 38,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a very light negotiated run. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 43 cents with a weighted average of 88.74. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.84 higher. The Western Corn Belt was $1.50 higher. Both had a weighted average of 91.17. Pork values closed lower, down 246 at 95.43. And estimated hog slaughter was 477,000 head, up 14,000 on the week and up 83,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with Grow Smart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. National condition ratings for corn and soybeans fell over the past week. That followed a widely mixed week of weather in the Midwest and Plains. USDA says 69% of the U.S. corn crop is in good to excellent condition. More news is next.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
Many farmers in the upper Midwest have been dealing with devastating rains. A climatologist says it's been a different story in other areas of the Corn Belt. Brian Fuchs with the National Drought Mitigation Center says weather patterns have been spotty.
Some of these areas in the Midwest, from Ohio all the way to eastern Iowa and northeast Missouri, are showing the potential of drought development over the next 3 months.
A livestock economist says he's still not seeing widespread signs of expansion to the cattle herd. University of Missouri Scott Brown says year-to-date beef cow slaughter is down 13% from 2023 levels.
We got to get ourselves down in that 15 to 20% range for an annual average before I get too carried away about what we're doing on the cow side.
And U.S. egg production during May was down 2% on the year. USDA says that was due to a smaller number of layers canceling out an improved rate of lay. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber today. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Wheat volatility. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. CoBank economist Tanner Emke says following back-to-back years of record or near-record wheat production, Russia's crop is suffering from adverse weather. He tells Brownfield estimates continue to decline, and once harvest pressure subsides, the wheat market could get extremely volatile. More after this on Brownfield.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Economist for grains and oilseeds Tanner Emke says the streak of strong Russian wheat crops is coming to an end.
They've come off of back-to-back years of record or near-record wheat production, and that's really given the Russians the ability to put their thumb on the scale of world wheat prices, because they've also had the tailwind of a weakening currency. Okay, so they've got this exportable surplus that is extraordinarily cheap. And the world wheat market has responded to that over the last couple of years. And this is despite the fact that world wheat stocks to use ratios are the tightest going back to 2007, 2008, just historically tight around the world on wheat. And here recently, we've been struggling with wheat prices that rallied initially, you know, going back several weeks based on the worsening condition of the Russian wheat crop because of drought, because of widespread freezes back in May, because of reduced planted acreage of the spring crop in Russia because of ongoing wet weather there. And so the estimates on the Russian wheat crop are all down across the board to varying degrees. USDA has the Russian wheat crop at 83 million tons. Other private estimates in Russia have it around 80 or even lower than that. And so this begs the question of where do we go from here?
He tells Brownfield once wheat harvests in the Northern Hemisphere wrap up, the market will realize global stocks are tight.
And the Russians aren't going to be able to satisfy the global demand with cheap wheat like it's done in the past. So after this harvest pressure abates, we're going to be entering into a period of what we anticipate to be extreme market volatility on prices, on basis, and in the spreads. And so that's one thing that we're cautioning our customers in the farm credit system and throughout agriculture is that we are in for a period of heightened volatility for wheat. Don't let the market drop, the drop in wheat prices here of late lull you into a period of complacency. Volatility is still in the offing.
That's Tanner Emke with CoBank. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune from Timsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. No sale next week. Happy 4th of July and stay safe. For Hay Auction, call 608-642-2802 for more info. Antiques, furniture, G.I. Joe figures, H. Brown items, and more. Online only auction ending July 10th. We have plenty of online auctions coming. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020. We need listings or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
Your attention, please. Krogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale in Boscobel continues with everything on sale. Just in time for your 4th of July projects, all fertilizer, grass seed, garden hose, lawn chemicals, and all paint and stain, 25 to 50% off. The largest sale in their 91 years. Everything goes. Hurry for the best selection on all furniture, appliances, hardware, grills, and more. They're selling to the bare walls. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is closing their doors. Stop in today. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 4, closed 4th of July and Sunday.
He wondered how she'd take it when he said goodbye. Thought she might do some crying, lose some sleep at night. But he had no idea when he hit the road that without him in her let herself go, let herself go. A singles cruise to Vegas, once been to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. Soul into their three-bedroom ranch. Spent her days raising babies, ironing his pants. Came home one day from the grocery store and found his note. And without him there to stop her, she let herself go. Let herself go. Her first blind date had the time of her life with some friends at the lake. Let herself go, buy a brand new car, drove down to the beach. He always said was too far. Sand sure felt good between her toes. She let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out three. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
And it is... turned on the wrong mic there. Sorry about that. Right now it is 5:45 at the WRCO studios, and our temperature is 72 degrees. Of course, it's 5:45 everywhere, so that is the time, because not specifically WRCO, for everybody at least in the central time zone. And just wanted to let you know, a reminder that the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 mascot, Miss Purdy, and her son Nestor, they were supposed to visit the Sauk County Health Care in Reedsburg tomorrow, but because of the forecast, that has been canceled, and it will be rescheduled sometime in the fall. And due to the staff in-service meeting, the Brewer Public Library will open at 10:30 tomorrow. Hoping your Monday is a good one. And as I said, it's 72 degrees out there, and that's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. And Brittany Merlot says a chance of showers and thunderstorms more likely after midnight. So those clouds are starting to come in, and actually it looks like a couple of those clouds could have some kind of rain in them, but not according to Brittany. But I'm going to kind of maybe take a look at the radar here shortly and just kind of get an eye on it, because that could change. And if I do see any changes, I'll let you know. And be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO, because if there are any weather changes, we will definitely pass that information along.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success. LED lighting provides important social benefits such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Are you ready for a sizzling summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club is proud to present Ribfest Sunday, July 14th at the Lions Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or until sold out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18 plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go, plus plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club Rib Fest, Sunday, July 14th, from 11 until 2.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
100.9 WRCO. My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl story, stream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, the night's ignite. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night's ignited gasoline. Oh, and the night's ignited gasoline. Oh, and the night's ignited built for speed. Oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Lit up those streets that never
Like a worn-out photograph, it fades a little more as the days go by. And he's doing his level best to stay thankful, 'cause he's been blessed. But it's hard while the one you love slips away. Sometimes love can mean the bitter sweet. There'll be times when you find it knocks you off your feet. Sometimes love reminds what's been lost and left behind. The heart can ache and sometimes break unexpectedly. Sometimes love brings you to your knees. By the phone, praying that her son calls home. He's been gone a while, fighting the war. But the call will never come in, 'cause on the front porch stand two men to tell her that her little boy won't be coming back. Sometimes love can mean
the big